Welcome to the Voice of Washington Wine. This is Sip Northwest Live, presented by Delta Airlines, You Can't Stop Seattle, by MassMutual Financial Group, proud supporter of the Washington wine industry, and by Brotherton Cadillac Buick GMC, celebrating 100 years of local ownership and community service. Now, here is Brian Bushlack.
Well, we're counting down to the holiday weekend next weekend, and if you're looking for a quick getaway in our region this summer, plan on the Oregon Wine Experience coming up in Jacksonville, August 21st through the 27th. They have some great packages available. It's a quick flight to Southern Oregon. I'll tell you what, if you have not tasted these Southern Oregon wines, it's time to revisit. This website is theoregonwineexperience.com. Again, a week-long event. Pop in and out for a day or two. Enjoy their grand tasting. Lots happening. I will be there. Looking forward to this event. It gets bigger and better every year. And who better than to share this experience and give us a preview than a man who really, in my mind, is the ambassador for Southern Oregon wine and really Oregon wine overall, Michael Donovan. I caught up with him at the preview event at Bingham Knoll in Jacksonville.
It is. This is probably it's going into really its third year of the new administration of the event. It previously was called the World of Wine. It was run by more or less a coalition of people from the Rogue Valley Wine Growers and the Southern Oregon Winery Association. But about 3.5 years ago, we approached Asante Foundation about, they were looking for a signature event. They wanted to create all of this wonderful showcase of light on the wineries. And with 100% of the proceeds going back to benefit Children's Miracle Network. So we figured that's a fantastic idea. We did come up with a 10-year partnership with Asante, the wine industry. So we're delighted. We couldn't be happier. It models really after some of the best wine regions in the world have similar events that focus on medical needs of the communities, whether it's in Burgundy at Hospice de Bonne or it's in the Willamette Valley with Salud or the Classic Wine Auction in Portland. Or the Napa Valley Wine Auction in Napa. So it's we're really excited to kind of finally having all of Oregon showcased in our location. It's like it's open to all. All of Oregon can come here. It's not just a Southern Oregon event. It's very much about unifying the state and being showcased here in Southern Oregon.
I'm glad you said that. When I think of Southern Oregon wine ambassadors, I think of Earl Jones and I think of Michael Donovan. You've been such a great voice for the Southern Oregon industry, but I'm glad you said what you just did, because this is a unifying event. It's not the Southern Oregon Wine Experience. This is the Oregon Wine Experience, and every year we have more and more wineries from the Willamette Valley, Columbia Gorge, and other parts of the state joining this event.
Oh, exactly. And one of the things that took a few years to convince everyone that's the direction to go, but I always felt that our wines can stand on the same stage as the best wines in anywhere in the state of Oregon. And together, we can show that Oregon is one of the top wine-producing regions in the world.
It's nice that it's unified. I give Tom Donowski at the Oregon Wine Board a lot of credit for that. You as well. There have been a lot of miles flown, not only around this region and around this country, but around the world, to really introduce people to the Oregon experience. And you know this better than anybody. It really is a very unique experience. And a lot of times that's just marketing. But in Oregon, it is the real deal. You've got everything here.
We do have everything here. We have nearly now close to 805 wineries in the state of Oregon. We have over 1,000 vineyards. We're now, of course, the third largest grape-growing region in the United States, behind California and Washington. But I think that the experience that people have when they come to Oregon from anywhere in the world or anywhere in this country is that it's a little more authentic, it's a little more genuine, because we really are consist of small families that own these wineries. We're not owned, for the most part, by large corporate entities. That can change over time, but we've welcomed everyone into Oregon. But up to this point, the hallmark of Oregon wine has been the collaboration between small family vineyards and wineries. And it continues to this day. The 75% of all of the wineries in Oregon make less than 4,000 cases of wine.
More with Michael Donovan as we count down to the Oregon Wine Experience on Sip Northwest Live across Seattle.